A woman claims the stolen Jeep she's driving was a birthday gift from her former Waffle House customer. The city of Milan is planning on banning ice cream and pizza after midnight. And students were told to perform murder during a puppet show in Texas. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. You got it. A woman claims that the stolen car she's driving was a birthday tip from one of her customers. The story's out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I thought it would be Florida, but no, it's Oklahoma. A woman claimed that the vehicle she's accused of stealing was a, quote, birthday tip from a former Waffle House customer. Yeah, because it's just really common for people to give you just a car on your birthday, especially if at one point you waited tables on them. That makes all the sense in the world. Oh, I recognize you from the Waffle House. You waited on me a few times. Aren't you sweet? You want my car for your birthday? Just take the keys. Just take it, lady. Ooh, the photo of her. Ooh, what a rough one. This is a rough one. Oh, drugs are one hell of a drug, boy. I tell you right here. Let her have the car, man. She's clearly earned it. Look at her. Look at the poor woman. Rough life. Give her the car, man. Give her the car. Okay, back to the story. Wow, I'm not going to look at that again. According to the Tulsa Police Department, officers received a tip about a stolen white Jeep Liberty recently, and the officers were able to stop the Jeep and speak with the driver. They identified the driver as Angela Harrison, the lady whose mugshot just scared the daylights out of me. Angela told the police that she was at a gas station an hour earlier where she bumped into a former customer of hers when she used to work at Waffle House. She told the police that man, her former customer from the Waffle House, gave her $10 cash and this Jeep as a gift because, well, her 53rd birthday was coming up in a few weeks. It's just such a believable story, right? Well, my birthday's in a few weeks. Who wouldn't give me... What former customer of mine from a Waffle House wouldn't give me a free Jeep for my upcoming birthday in a few weeks? My 53rd birthday. She looks like she's turning 153, by the way. Turns out the Jeep, however, was stolen and reported stolen before Christmas. Detectives also had a photo of Angela Harrison, the scary lady, driving the Jeep from January 14th. They showed it to her. Angela identified herself in the photo but could not explain why she was driving the Jeep on January 14th after she claimed the vehicle was gifted to her just an hour before at a gas station. I don't understand how I could have been. Yeah, that's me driving the Jeep on January 14th. That's pretty weird because I just got the gift an hour ago from a former customer at the Waffle House. Yeah, so me driving it January 14th, I mean, sure, if you're going to go by time and calendars, then yeah, I suppose it looks kind of suspicious, right? You know, the whole lesson that we learn in this story, it's just a reminder that you can never trust a Waffle House employee nor a former Waffle House employee. Have you been? They all look like they would kill you in a knife fight in the parking lot. This lady included. Milan is ready to ban ice cream and pizza after midnight. This is a new law they're proposing. After a failed attempt back in 2013, Milan is once again trying to get late-night ice cream eaters off the streets. Get these ice cream eaters off the streets! Oh, they're spilling little sprinkles all over the cobblestones. Can't get these dairy stains out of the streets. Local government's proposing this new law that would come into effect next month. They want the late-night ice cream eaters off the streets. What about these pizza eaters? What's going on? Hey, you know, when you outlaw ice cream and pizza, only outlaws will have ice cream and pizza, and I'll be one of them. So Milan is proposing this new law to ban ice cream after midnight in an effort to protect the tranquility of residents. Oh, they want it to be tranquil, and apparently ice cream just is very uproarious in the area. You bring ice cream around, and oh, next thing you know, it's crazy time. You know how those ice cream eaters get just nuts, man. For many, a late night gelato is a part of Italian culture, it says, but this is a danger. This is in danger under a new law being introduced in the city of Milan. A legislative starting paper has been filed by the city's local government, and if it's passed, it will see late night ice creams banned as soon as next month. Oh my goodness, the start of summer, you're going to ban late night ice cream? How? People like their post-dinner gelato. It's delicious. And on a hot summer night, what's better than a post-dinner gelato? Oh, give me that post-din gelato, baby. Raspberry. I like raspberry. And put a little real raspberry on it. It says covering 12 districts, the proposal would ban all takeaway food, including pizza and drink, after midnight in an effort to clamp down on noisy groups crowding on the streets of the Italian city, keeping local residents up. You said takeaway food. They're saying all takeaway food? Is that because they're taking it and then just eating it in the town square? I assume those restaurants are going to be still rowdy after midnight, bars and restaurants. I'm very confused about what they're trying to do here. We have Marco Granelli, the mayor, of course. Marco Granelli. He was born to be mayor. Marco Granelli. Can you imagine being named Marco Granelli and now you're going to be banning gelato? My goodness, your ancestors are going to be rolling around in their graviolis. Graviolis. I just made that up. You're welcome. Okay, so here's Marco Granelli. I'm going to do an impression of Marco. Yeah, the goal is to seek a balance between the socializing and entertainment and the peace and tranquility of the residents. Yeah, all right, cool. But what about pizza and ice cream, man? It's super important to have pizza and ice cream in your life. This proposal would be effective from mid-May and last until November, so basically all summer. It would kick in at 12:30 a.m. on weekdays and 1:30 a.m. on weekends and public holidays, applying to outdoor tables only in an effort to clear the streets. Well, it's 12:30 and 1:30. I guess, maybe not have ice cream that late. Pizza, though, that's rough stuff. Pizza's meant to be eaten at 1:30 in the morning. Well, if they can't do the whole gelato and the pizza, they'll have to turn to a tiramisu and calzone culture. Hey, how about that? You still have tiramisu and calzone, late night tiramisu calzone. I would make a food truck called Late Night Tiramisu Calzone and just drive it right to the town square. Give everybody what they need. Citizens have until early May to appeal and suggest changes to the law. You guys, please appeal this. This is craziness. The proposal would apply in the following areas. Nolo. Well, look at the names of these places. Oh, let's run through these. These are going to be fun. Here are the places that this is going to go into effect. Nolo, Lazaretto, Melzo, Isola, Sarpi, Via Cesariano, Arco della Pace, Como Gialinti, Porta Garibaldi, Brera, Ticinis, and Darsena Navigli. Oh, man. My great-grandmother would be so proud of me. I think I nailed them all. However, this is not the first time Milan has tried to ban ice cream after midnight. They've tried to do this before. They keep trying to ban it after midnight. Back in 2013, the then-mayor, Giuliano Bisapia. These names! It's unbelievable. Giuliano Bisapia. He tried to implement similar measures, but after a fierce backlash, he was crucified in this town square, and they slapped him in the face with slices of pizza, and they flicked gelato into his eyeballs. I'm just kidding. He wasn't able to push it forward. There was a reported Occupy Gelato movement. Occupy Gelato. He was reported as having said after backtracking, "Hey, people can eat ice cream day and night, anywhere they like. Just don't kill me." All right, that's the end of the story. I still can't wrap my head around exactly why they want to ban these two items. I mean, people are going to drink wine in the streets. People are going to just be in the streets in the summertime in Italy, eating and drinking. This is what Italians do. They eat and drink in the streets, on balconies, on patios, outside of restaurants. I mean, this is what you get, whether it's pizza, gelato, or a cannoli. It's just going to happen, man. I don't know what taking ice cream out of this situation is. I mean, perhaps they're trying to, maybe they saw the movie Gremlins and they're like, all right, we can't have these creatures eating ice cream after midnight. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to cure everybody's acid reflux. So, I mean, if that's the case, you got to ban the red wine after midnight too, because that's a real killer in the acid reflux department. Well, if this does go through, I picture a city full of pizza and ice cream speakeasies. Or just a bunch of underground Chuck E. Cheese's could be opened, and that would satisfy everybody's cravings.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yay! A school district is investigating after students were allegedly told to perform murder during a puppet show. Goodness, murder during a puppet show. Let's figure out what happened here and if the children are all right. A Texas school district says it is investigating a substitute teacher who allegedly instructed students to act out a murder during a puppet show. Speaking with the media, the Hayes Consolidated Independent School District said the long-term substitute working as a theater arts teacher at the Johnson High School in Buda, outside of Austin, Texas, has now been suspended pending an investigation by the school. Students report that the substitute teacher assigned them to perform a puppet show in which at least one puppet had to be murdered. All right, we need more information here. Was it were they acting out? Shakespearean plays feature murders. We did a Shakespearean play. There was a murder. I mean, it's just part of theater. People die in theatrical productions. It's common. Doesn't say how old these kids are. Oh, it's a high school, though. This should be, I mean, come on, man. You're doing Shakespeare in high school. It could be a murder. All right. Anyways, let's keep reading. It says, additionally, one group of students reports that their performance would have involved a mass shooting, though it was not clear if that was the specific assignment or a scene created to meet the parameters of the assignment. Well, that's a little bizarre if you're assigning the children some theatrical piece involving a mass shooting. I'm not even familiar with one of those. Usually high school plays are like a little more mundane. They're not. This substitute theater teacher, though, was just trying to keep it real with the kids. You guys want to do Shakespeare or do you want to keep it real? Do you guys want to do King Lear or the life of Tupac? Vote now. All right, so the school district said if this incident did happen, assigning or allowing this type of performance would be disturbing and unacceptable conduct. The school and the district apologize to the students and their parents for any distress this has caused and pledges to ensure that this does not happen again. All right, well, sounds like the teacher's being dealt with. Probably should get the teacher off the campus before Sandy Hook the musical goes on ticket sales. We don't want that. Says here we have a parent asked to remain anonymous, said her daughter was in the class. She says, I am floored. I am angry. I'm shocked. There's no lesson here. This is not okay. These are kids. It's harmful. The parent added that their daughter was so upset that she called the mom immediately. She called me telling me that their theater teacher was telling them they were going to have to reenact a violent school shooting where they had to actually pretend to die. You don't have students, 16-year-old, 17-year-old students, reenact something that they're truly afraid of. What are you doing? Yeah, I second that opinion. Students are truly afraid of such situations now because it's now part of the mainstream when it comes to schools in the U.S. I'm sure, I mean, I don't have any kids in school, but I'd imagine they're now going through drills. Shooter drills in schools all over the country. And so now you're going to put on a puppet show about a mass shooting? Are you okay, bro? I mean, we're substitute teachers, man. What are we doing with this? This is just, don't let anybody substitute teach. Anybody. What do you got? Can you speak? All right, sure. Get up in front of the kids and speak, man. I mean, I've seen the most inept substitute teachers. I remember in school, you're like, wow, this idiot. What are we doing? Now, it says here, allegedly, the teacher told students if they didn't do this assignment, they would get a zero for the assignment. Well, you'll get a zero. Oh, yeah, I'll take the zero instead of, acting out your school shooter puppet musical, buddy. One of the students says they did it one time, and the teacher said, well, that wasn't violent enough, and made them do it again. What a psychopath. That wasn't violent enough. more blood. Hold on, let me get my camera out. I'm going to shoot some of this. I'm going to bring this home with me. Wow, sociopath. I hope they got rid of them. And no paid leave, please. No paid leave for sociopaths. We're always giving people paid leaves. Giving sociopaths paid leaves. Here you go, take a paid vacation. Psh, I never get a paid vacation. Psh, I'm not even a sociopath. The school district says that they're reviewing other potential classroom management concerns regarding this teacher who was hired in January 2024. Here's a quote from one parent. She told me in the past, my daughter, that it's not the first time that this particular substitute teacher has done something like this. There have been times, other times, when he wants to reenact or go through violent situations. It seems to be a thing. This guy... What is going on? This individual wants to cosplay murder in the classroom. Just reenact shootings. Okay. All right. How did this person slip through the cracks and get into, never mind. I don't even want to know. I just feel bad for parents. How do you do it, guys? Those of you who are planning on having a baby, are you okay upstairs? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yay!
Well, I looked all over the world. Well, there's every type of news. And when I say, when I say, when I say, when I say, well, I'm listening to Weird AF News. Thank you for listening to Weird AF News. Appreciate you. Appreciate your time. I'll keep the outro brief. Very brief. I want to thank everybody who sent me messages and emails. Appreciate it. You can email me funnyjones@gmail.com. I got a phone number too, 646-450-2012. You can leave me a little voicemail. That's Italian for voicemail. Giovanni Sparuti. Giovanni Spumoni. Wow, they got the coolest names. I wish I had a cool name like that. Reggaetoni Balapagos. Anyways, if you guys want to support the show and help me maintain my sanity, go to weirdafnews.com. That's a place you can join the Patreon or buy Jonesy a coffee or a beer. That works out. Pretty cool. Or just tell a friend about Weird AF News. Just tell a friend. You just tell a friend right now. What are you waiting for? Tell a friend. Come on. Do it. You tell a friend right now. Do it. Tell a friend. What's wrong with you? Don't you got friends? Tell them!